Well, welcome to Buddha's weekly podcast. This is an exciting expression of Ayurveda in the context of the beautiful deities Lord Shiva, Lord Ganesh, Parvati, Lakshmi, Sarasvati, Hanuman, Krishna, and also Gautama Buddha. So they're a collective collaboration that have created Budai, and they stream through this embodiment of Isis. And it's not something that's done separately, so we wanted to share how we go about this. It's not a channeling, it's not any of those things. It's simply about the essence of the soundless to sound frequency vibration and how it can converge to create something through a form. Because as we're all aware, that energy is constantly in motion, but also energy is consciousness itself. So therefore, beings of light can come into an embodiment and just share the on a collaborative frequency many, many understandings of many, many things. So Lord Shiva decided he would create with Lord Ganesh and Parvati, of course, too, and of course Lakshmi and the team, an Ayurvedic course. And there are so many beautiful people and beautiful people creating wonderful courses on Ayurveda. You've got people that are specializing as doctors, obviously, Ayurvedic doctors, and you've got lifestyle consultants. But the two of them, Ganesh and Lord Shiva, wanted to create something based on the soundless to sound frequency vibration. And the focus of this intention was to really become the infinite dance of the elements. So you air, ether, fire, water, and earth. And how that moves through the physiological state and then interconnected to nature. So when Ganesh created his Siddha Flow, the Journey Begins course, and then Lord Shiva said, well, okay, well, I'll focus a particular short course on pranayama and the elongated breath based on soundlessness, they decided to then expand on that and take it into many, many tributaries that stream through the nadis. Within the nabi, and beyond that, and all your energetic centers, and created under the one umbrella of Ayurveda, which they're launching in the beginning of November, end of October. They might do an early release. And they wanted to share from moment to moment because, you know, Ayurveda is obviously by the meaning of it, the science of life. And that is such a broad brushstroke of many, many things. And so a lot of the time people go, when they go into a particular profession, they'll specialize in one particular thing. So Lord Shiva said to Ganesh, well, why don't we create something that was with the dance of the elements that then was the embodiment, no matter what profession, no matter what you choose to do in your life, whether you, you know, whatever it is, gosh, could be traveler, could be anything. You might be no name at all, just something that you love just to be moment to moment. You're constantly changing what you like to participate in. However, that said, intention within an Ayurvedic flow, but very much focused on the elements themselves. And then how they work in a symbiotic environment within every single cell of the human form, but also that's in the flora and fauna of this world. And so it's really fascinating and it's really exciting because we're not aware that it's been expressed exactly in this way under one formulation because it's infinite. So how can there be actually one formulation? Well, it comes under the Om, like so much of what we are in existence, that primordial vibration that then envelopes in stream. So each student will have their own very intimate experience because wherever you've come from that's brought you to that place in that moment where you choose to join the course will become a very signature experience that's only for you because wherever you come from, the vibrations are at that frequency that will interconnect with exactly where you are to broaden the expansion. And so everyone's experience will be very different. But there'll be something to experience within that. So then Lord Shiva said to Ganesh, well, let's share some stories because along the way, you know, there's so many stories. You go on Instagram and you can put your story up there or you can go on anything really and create your story. You can write a book, you can, you know, create a course yourself, share a story with a friend, share it with your own community and so it goes on. So he thought, well, why don't we create a story of the journey that brought us to creating this course. So they're weaving the story within each module of how things came about and how they came about into be in this moment, in this existence, to create this course. So it's fun, you know, it's like having your best friend on board with you. And it shares a different understanding of how they are as beings of light, how Ganeshi is in playfulness no matter what background, whether it's a religious background, a spiritual background, atheist, they're all labels to describe a way of moving through life. So he wanted to dispel all of those ways of existing when only in the context of what he's teaching with Ayurveda, because it transcends any limited belief systems, it transcends any limitation really, because as we're open to expansion moment to moment, then different information and a shift in perception becomes the presence within ourselves and the way we look at our world, the way we start creating. And that's the core essence of the functionality of this Ayurvedic course. So then Parvati came in and said, well, if you two are going to be doing that, then why don't I get together with Om Mahalakshmi and Sarasvati and create another module within the Ayurvedic stream of the goddess elemental forces. And it doesn't matter whether you're male or female, it's irrelevant. The goddess is within all of what we are regardless. So, you know, and that takes into prosperity, abundance. And then when we were talking about that, Ganesh pipes up. Well, see, then we can talk about Siddhi and Riddhi. So, Riddhi meaning prosperity from his perspective. And he's known as Riddhi and Siddhi is known in some cultures as Ganesh's wives. And, of course, he's got sons that then are embodied different elemental forces as well. So you can see where we're going. It just kept expanding because there are so many stories out in the world and you can never cover them all in one particular course. You know, that's what makes it so magical and wonderful, because we're all sharing something really exciting and something that we can maybe resonate on some level. And we're all, at some point, the earth element, because we are seated in the Muladhara. So then Hanuman stepped in with Lord Krishna, and that became the dance, the unconditional love and that we have for ourselves, but how that affects our well-being. And that obviously is also embodied in Ayurveda as well, because it's all about self-care, and it doesn't matter whether you want to specialize in the psychology, you know, the Ayurvedic psychology, or you're into Vastu, or, you know, whatever it is, because it's so vast, herbology. They're coming from that perspective that when you're coming from the dance of the elements, whether you're doing it through the musical, the chanting, the herbs, the dance of the elements is within every molecule of the very essence of all those things. So Hanuman said, well, I'll speak about the herbology of that and I'll share the wisdom of that. So the teaching is an embodied energy with all those beautiful soundless to sound frequency vibrations, and they're so funny. When they share the course is based on audios. There's some PowerPoint, but the audios are one of the most powerful ways to connect with people. They don't do too many of the visual videos, mainly because it locks a person into a particular facial feature. You know, you can Google images, beautiful artists have created images of these wonderful beings, Gautama as well, created statues and all those things, but they wanted to bring it out of that context and just fully immerse yourselves into soundless to sound frequency vibration. So it's an interesting flow, and it's for those people who are really drawn to that and are very open and relaxed about just listening to audios. I guess we listen to music and we can just relax. If you're listening to meditation, then you just tend to listen to the sound waves. And so in that frame of reference, this course is very much in keeping with that flow of teaching. And remember, the students are equally the teachers as the teachers of the students, and so it goes on. So that's something to be very aware of, because it's nothing that is ever taught within you that is not already known in existence. So therefore, as part of the flow of existence, you have the knowledge of everything. So we would never say that a person needs to do any course, but it's something that's exciting and fun to share with people. And we can always get something out of whatever we choose to, whether read a book or enroll in another course, because someone's always sharing a different perspective on something. So with the team, what we call the Budai team, and they're, you know, those of you who are already working with them, you'll understand already because they're fun. They'll always make you giggle at yourself, and they'll always make you giggle at something that's sometimes can, you know, you can get caught up in stuff in life. You can get caught up in, and you can lose your way. You can be focused one moment, and then because you're not getting the results you want, Ganesh is really amazing at helping you come back with a giggle and coming back to focusing. And one of the things he wanted to mention in this audio, in this podcast, was that those of you who are embarking on a journey and maybe you've been on this beautiful spiritual path or whatever you want to call it, or a journey in life, an adventure, that sometimes when you've got an expectation of achieving a result, or maybe you've had a teacher or a guru of some kind, and then within you've got this message to say, right, well, you're at that space where you're on your own now. In other words, it's trusting your own inner wisdom. It's trusting that you can connect directly to source energy because it is you anyway. And all of a sudden you feel like you've been, the cord has cut and you're just bobbing along thinking, I don't know what I'm doing. And so he wanted to be really assuring you that even though you might have had that epiphany and you feel like, well, I don't have this particular teacher or this particular teaching that I can cling to as an almighty I am all pervading, that's it sort of syndrome. It's more I am, oh, I'm constantly expanding awareness. And in that can be really liberating, exciting, but for some it can be quite terrifying because all of a sudden your teacher, the one that's been mentoring you for so long, or that teachings, that set of teachings, has served its purpose and now you're ready to go and evolve yourself beyond that, it can be quite daunting because sometimes you can feel quite isolated and alone because the people that maybe you were once, you know, part of that community where their teaching was being espoused and it's still wonderful, they're not ready to move away from that or expand outwardly from that or wherever, however you want to say it. Then all of a sudden you feel like, oh, now I'm on my own, so where do I belong? And of course the first thing Ganesh says, well, you belong to you. And that can be really daunting because all of a sudden you really come, you're self-seeding. And Lord Shiva is very, very, has a very core strength in being aware that you have the ability to self-seed in harmony of the journey. And that's what he really teaches and embodies in the philosophy in Ayurveda in this course. And he has done in other courses as he's taught through other people and with people and that he's with every day in every way. And same with Lakshmi about abundance and prosperity. So she's coming in to really share how the different currencies of that being prosperous in life is all pervading. And when you focus on the vibration of prosperity, it'll either highlight where you're feeling still in the lack of, only so you can shift your perception into the wealth of abundance and help you with, along with Lord Ganesh, to realign your mental armor around that. So you really become the focus because sometimes we get so disappointed, we get disillusioned when we've started something, whether it's a startup business and you're not getting the results or you're thinking, wow, you know, where do I get the money for this or how do I pay that? Or if I want to do a course, I don't have the money, but I really want to do it, how am I going to do it? All those things, and they take you into this place of scarcity. And there's a timing for everything. So even if it doesn't meet your expectations in where you had thought you were going to do it, by placing your intention, and this is not new because there's so much out there in the internet and everything and self-help books, that yes, it can come to fruition, but it's so easy to waver. You know, we start outsourcing, well, that result hasn't happened straight away, so I better go and look for this job here or I better go and look for that job there. Now, that said, Ganesh is also saying that you still have to look after your needs, and it's to become the listener. We don't listen internally within. We're so busy outsourcing our listening skills. We're always listening to some other person that's got some teaching of some kind. And it's always wonderful. But to get the most out of anything externally is to really connect with your I am within, which is who you are. And that fortifies any external connection. You know, you get more discerning, you can feel what's for you and what's maybe not for you, but maybe that whatever that was is for someone else and namaste and let it go. You know, because everyone's got something to say in the world and it's all going to be wonderful. It's whether you're in resonance of it. When you're in resonance of it, it's going to be fruitful for you. When you're not, then it's going to be passed on to someone else. So sharing the joy in your journey is really equally important. Mahalakshmi is always conveying that message. Being in joy of the process of the prosperity is really, it's like at the fountain of youth. It's constantly bubbling up. So therefore, your focus of intention is always staying in that wealth portfolio. It's always in that central awareness that your ability to stay prosperous is self-seeding all the time. So when we hear the saying, money grows on trees, it really, really does, because trees are always self-seeding, plants are always self-seeding, they're always growing and they're always abundant. So it's a different way of looking things, but Lakshmi is just, the desire to convey that expression is a really wonderful way to see it differently, to share that wonderment. So when you do go in a place of scarcity, whether it's the not having of something, whether it's not having that dress to go to a party or not having matching shoes or, whatever it is, it's no greater or less than. It's simply what is desired. And then knowing that you can have it without taking from another, it can simply self-seed in your life. And that's where this course is really focused on, that self-seeding ability without taking or hooking into someone else's energy and drawing from it. The universe is so vast, there's enough for everyone, no matter how many billions of people in the world. And the world is always expanding. And that's what Ganesha is focusing on in the Muladhara. Earth itself is always expanding. It's always fruitful. It's always abundance. And it knows how to create itself. So there's no scarcity in that. It's simply a delight to be presence itself. So this is all part of the Ayurvedic course. It's a non-fixative. It comes from a state of well-being, wealth, prosperity and abundance. And a state of awareness that everyone has that within them. It's simply just being aware of it. And when we do have those wobbly moments, to just stop for a moment, relax and start breathing again. And Hanuman is one of the Purusha with that, the Purusha element, along with Krishna with the dancing, with the flute and the musical elements. Because when we distract ourselves from that scarcity mindset and allow that flow of abundance to come in, to playfulness, it's a very different journey because you're not worrying anymore. And therefore, your ability to stay focused on what you desire to manifest, it's easy. So everything is done in easement, And then if you get stuck, as Ganesha is saying, so some of you have got all these bills that are piling up. And rather than not opening them and putting to one side, you just gently open them up with a big smile on the face, place them in date order, and then as they're ready, listen, become the listener as to how things need to be gifted to you, from you, and by others around you, and become effortless in how you move through and into something that is going to be more fruitful for you. So we thought we'd just share that, a bit like having a conversation with a friend, because at the end of the day, we're all friends at some particular sound wave, even if we haven't met in a physical form. Physicality is a funny word in itself. Where we are, we're all very physical beings, even if we're not seen by many. But let's face it, we don't see always people that live down the street from us, or we don't see a lot of people, across into another country, do we? But we might know them energetically because energy is connected no matter where we are in existence. So with that said, now we want to talk about energy itself and sharing the wisdom and the wonderment and the guru because the guru is something that we often look for when we want to learn something outside of ourselves. But often connecting to your inner guru is one of the most healthy places to start from. It's where we ask ourselves, who am I? What am I? And then the answers start to espouse as you allow to expand. But what it does most of all is it creates a sense of equanimity in trust. And in our everyday life, trusting your decision-making, trusting your decision processing and trusting your perceptions as you allow them to dissolve, open, expand, sprout up again and only to dissolve and go through the same process, just like nature self-seeds, it's really pivotal to really living a healthy, wealthy, happy life. Because when we trust our decision making, we trust ourselves, then we're more likely to be able to trust anything that we come into contact with, because our vibrations are of that nature. And because we ourselves within Budai, we are a community in our own expansion, and we have total trust in all those that come and work, you know, whether it's Ganesh, Shiva, Parvati, Lakshmi, Gautama, Maharishi sometimes drops by, Kuan Yin, Tara. And this is a community that is always sharing. There's no separation. You know, we've all had different experiences in our Isis is another one. Osiris sometimes comes through, Horus. Gosh, we could keep going. Seth. There are so many, you know. Angels, Gabriel, Uriel. We could go on, really. There's so many, just like friends. So for us, they're friends, just like we're all friends for all of you. And trusting each other and having that is not even a word. It's not even in the language, because it's simply a connection that we know that we're each other at any given moment, and that it's like this one cosmic party. But in an Earth sphere, and there are many Earths within Earth, it's a tricky thing to explain in words, but there's vibrations within vibrations within vibrations, and so it goes on. And within every vibration is a different tapestry of light that has infinite frequencies. And it's something Lord Shiva touches on in a small way, as does Ganesh in his course in Ayurveda, but also in the individual courses. But it's also something that we'll be touching on a lot of the time moving forward in our podcast. We really talk about the infinite Earth and the amazing tapestries within that, a bit like how Eckhart Tolle was talking about the new Earth. Well, it's not too dissimilar to that, and yet it's very different insofar as it's just constantly expanding from that ethos. And how it doesn't matter what you're experiencing in this now, although it's exciting because you're loving it and or you're not loving it, you know you can change it. But it's also seeing yourself as a different molecule, and how that as a molecule of light, you can change your infinity, your forms within infinity. And that's really exciting, because it really takes biomimicry, as what we do when we're doing our designs in the Desert Dirt Pea Pod, to a different flow. And it takes sacred geometry into a different expansion. And it's going to be a huge focus, actually, in our podcast, and it's a huge focus in subsequent courses next year in 2020 and onwards. The frame of reference is based on infinite Earth and dispelling the belief systems around the shape of Earth and moving into the different nature, the nature spirits, and how they manifest, you know, the trees, the flowers, the bees, and how quantum physics is the symphony of all of that, and how itself is changing. You know, often in this Earth, it's saying there's a lot of things that have gone into extinction, and we would then come back and say, well, they're not extinct because they're still present, but on a different Earth. So it won't be for everyone, definitely not, but it'll certainly be for those who want to let go of the limited mind and use the whole of the cosmic mind within the form that you're currently in, through a very harmonious connection within light energy. And the frequencies, a tapestry of soundlessness, is really exhilarating for yourselves in your human form. And then you start to recognize yourself manifesting in other forms. And it's not for anyone, because some people are even listening to this, your chest starts to lighten up, your heart starts to close a bit. So have a giggle with it, because we're very open and very aware that it won't be for everyone. But for those of you who are really interested and you're excited, it's really cool, because you become more playful even in the form that you're currently in. You become very aware of your ability to shift your cells, you know. You know, scientists in this world, and many of you have probably seen it, you know, how there's a lot of bugs on our skin. You know, we've got a whole ecosystem on the skin. You know, there's lots of little bugs on our skin. You know, for some of you, it's like, ew, we don't want to know that. But it is. So we would take that even to an expansion within your cells. There's microorganisms, your cells are microorganism, but there's consciousness within that microorganism that actually has an intellect. that is the cosmic mind itself. So it knows how to connect differently. It knows how to sprout, you know, and it can sprout in a healthy manner that's going to allow your body to evolve in many, many ways. That's where we're sharing different flows of energy, different flows of understanding. And it's an Ayurvedic thing, science of life. Science of life is so vast. It's not limited to a fixative or even a system from one earth. It's all empowering, just like Siddha medicine and Yoni medicine. So it's coming from that, looking at a being as a cosmic molecule of a living organism with a consciousness. And then you can create different personalities. Yes, of course you can. You can create harmony or you can choose discord. This is all based on harmony. It's all based on harmonic resonance, harmonic flow, beyond the limitation of what people see as love, into a different sense of awareness of unconditional love. Because the consciousness itself is love in an unlimited way. There's no hooks. It's simply a flow of energy. So next year is a huge year in evolution in the many Earths that are existing and coming into alignment with themselves. There's different gateways within cosmic rays of light. Different light organisms are evolving within Earth. Different flowers and plant life are manifesting. And this is the delight when you really, you know, we often say that the cosmic consciousness is present and everyone is cosmically sound and all those things. But when you recognize that nature itself is creating a different molecule, it's creating a different life force, and then human beings come along and then classify it, name it, give it its particular genre of a plant family. But that's someone labeling it. But if you can transcend that kind of consciousness and actually just go with the flow of that consciousness is seeding a molecule that's creating a life form, and it could be a human form, but a different kind of human form. It could be a flower, but one that's not in existence right now. Earth is evolving in that way, you know. And when you let go of the need to constantly labeling things and just go into the grand delight and become those particles that are manifesting into different forms, it really takes consciousness to a different frequency of understanding and flow. But it also lets your form that you're currently even listening to this podcast in into a different oscillation. So your cellular structure in the form that you're listening to this broadcast, this audio, is already dancing in some sort of recognition. If you've stayed this far, it is, of how it creates form. And therefore, those cells that are renewing, in it will renew in a different intellect because it's allowed a different tapestry of light, sound, frequency, vibrations. So it's really interesting. For those of you who love science, this is a really interesting way and different way of articulating it, definitely, because it's in everyday language. It's something that when you really let go and really let go of any form of limitation and really live that all things are possible and therefore probable, then it changes, as Lakshmi is saying even now, that it changes your whole understanding of prosperity and abundance. So Ganesh will go into this in a really big way in his Ayurvedic course with Lord Shiva. He dives very deep into this, and some of you will stay with the course and some of you will think, oh, I am not quite ready for that right now. And you'll really feel like your muladhara energetically is being really pulled down. You'll actually energetically feel it. But that's only to give you awareness that your energy really is very empowered. But through ahimsa, do no harm. And that's a really important. The eight limbs of yoga are very, very poignant in this Ayurvedic course. It's a beautiful flow of the energetics within yoga and Ayurveda itself, which is not separate from one another. Yoga meaning true union of self and true union of the isness. So we hope you've enjoyed this podcast. It's a stretch for some, we know, but it's exciting. And for those of you who are interested, it's something you can really flow because it's unique to you. You'll have your own expansion as they're streaming the information and just putting it out there for anyone who's ready to listen, and you'll have your own journey with it, and it'll expand from that. It's like a springboard to catapult you into your own understanding, you know, which is beyond any course, because each of you has your own journey in this world. So we've enjoyed sharing. We're really excited of what's going to unfold when we launch this course, coming up to the end of October, beginning of November, and super, super excited about what's to unfold in 2020, moving on with the infinite Earth and sharing the beautiful tapestries of life. So happy journeying. Bye for now. Namaste.